Our next presenter is Stephanie Gavallo from the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services. She will be talking about responding to a threat of intentional food contamination in New Hampshire, assessing the risk and identifying roles and responsibilities.
Good morning. On January 8th, our New Hampshire Public Health Laboratories were contacted by a local police department reporting a possible food tampering incident. Over a series of days, a couple of threatening notes were found near some foods at a local grocery store. These notes basically said, if this food is poisoned, if you eat it, you'll die, essentially. So notes were found near three separate food products, two soft drinks, and a baby food product. The two soft drinks were clearly tampered with. The food safety seal was broken. The baby food did not appear to be tampered with, but all of it was removed from the shelf as a precaution. The police department wanted us to test the foods for any poisonous substances. And so at this point, the public health lab notified infectious disease control and food protection. So in New Hampshire, we have pretty well-established roles and responsibilities for responding to foodborne disease outbreaks or tampering or adulteration incidents. Obviously, we have quite a bit more experience working on foodborne disease outbreaks than these types of incidents. So we convene our group. Basically, the lead agency is determined by the nature of the incident. If there's human illness identified, then disease control is the lead. If there's not, then it's food protection. So at this point, we had no human illness that we knew about, so food protection was the lead. But because it was such an unusual incident and we're really not well-versed in responding to these, we involved a lot of other agencies, most importantly the New England Poison Control Center and agencies like the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Food and Drug Administration. So our biggest question that we grappled with during this incident was really, what is the risk? And do we issue a press release? What are we going to do here? Clearly we had food items that were tampered with and there was a clear threat that was made. But is it a credible threat? So the police department is obviously treating it like a credible threat and they're conducting a criminal investigation. With the caveat, they told us that this was not a terribly sophisticated sophisticated threat. That said, there wasn't any source video surveillance available for us to sort of evaluate the credibility of this threat. So really though, how many people could have been exposed? We felt like the threat or any potential threat would be with those tampered food items, the things with the broken safety seal. So the likelihood of a consumer eating a product with a broken food safety seal we felt was really pretty low. And only about 20 products were sold in the days preceding and when the notes were thought to be left. So not a whole lot of product was sold. On the other hand, we have no idea if they were poisoned, what they were poisoned with. It could be anything. And so that's a kind of a scary thing to think about. So we decided not immediately to issue a press release or anything, but we did decide on a few public health actions. We were going to do laboratory testing on the two soft drinks that were tampered with, some community syndromic surveillance, a little more active than we normally do, and some significant follow-up with the grocery store. We wanted them to recheck all their aisles to make sure there was no other notes or tampered food items. We also made notifications to other grocery stores in the area and also to the New Hampshire Grocers Association. And we wanted immediate notification of any consumer reports of tampered products anywhere in the state. We decided in the laboratory not to pursue biological pathogen testing for a number of reasons, including the handling of the products that were brought to the lab by law enforcement, and also just the likelihood of microbial growth in those specific products. And we did do chemical testing for a variety of toxins, poisons, and chemicals. So this is one of the tampered with items. You can see the broken food safety seal there. And then this is the other soft drink that was brought in. The police department wanted to retain the bottle for fingerprint analysis, and so they dumped it into this random jar and submitted it to the laboratory. So obviously this wasn't an ideal specimen submission procedure, so we had some work to do there. On the epi side, we did some surveillance using our automated emergency hospital emergency department surveillance system. So this is real-time surveillance coming from all of our emergency departments in the state, and we can hone in on geographies and specific syndromes. So we decided to look at neurologic visits for the time frame before these notes were found until we had laboratory testing back from our chemistry lab. We're looking for spikes in illness in any patients of concern. Thankfully, all laboratory tests were negative for any chemicals, poisons, or drugs. We identified about 11 patients of concern with more severe neurologic symptoms, and after a medical record review, we determined that they were not suspicious for poisonings. There were no spikes in any other illness syndrome, and so we determined that there was not a true poisoning that happened here. There was a suspect that was identified and indicted this past March for this incident, because tampering with a food product, or even threatening to tamper with a food product, is a federal offense. We decided we have a number of recommendations for internal improvements, but I think I'm running out of time, so I'll just highlight the most important, which is the development of a food tampering protocol, similar to, we have one for like suspicious powders. And so I feel like this is especially important for these that don't happen very often. It includes who to notify both externally and internally, and how to guide law enforcement in proper collection of specimens for the public health lab. And I will end there.